The Magic of Blessings. Today is Friday, 4th of May 2018. Today's blessing is, may you be constantly happy and free from becoming disheartened or jealous by accommodating all the treasures in yourself. Explanation: Baba has given all the children all the treasures equally, but some are unable to accommodate those attainments in themselves or do not know how to use those treasures at the right time. So Baba is saying two things here. First of all, Baba has given all the treasures to everyone. So these treasures are given to everyone. But there are two deficiencies. What are those deficiencies? They cannot accommodate samana, accommodate those treasures, and second, can't use them. So when these are, when two deficiencies are there, you can't accommodate the treasures and you can't use the treasures at the right time, what happens? So there are total five things that happens when you cannot accommodate the treasure and when you cannot use them. First thing is, you are unable to see success, so you do not get success. Whenever you are having these two deficiencies, not accommodating treasures and not utilizing them at right time, the first thing that happens is failure. You cannot achieve success. Then you become disheartened. And then you start thinking, what is the thought? Perhaps my fortune is like that. You start having negative thinking, my fortune is like that. Third thing. Fourth thing, then seeing the specialities and fortunes of others, you feel jealous, irsha. And the last thing, in this way, when you become disheartened and jealous, you cannot remain happy. So, what are the things that happen when you cannot utilize the treasure? First thing is, you failure. You don't achieve success. First thing is, you fail. Second thing, what happens is? Disheartened. Naturally, when somebody fails, one is disheartened. Okay? So, NET. Third thing, what happens? When you get disheartened, what happens? You start thinking. What are your thoughts? Negative thoughts. What are the thoughts? My fortune is like that. Perhaps Baba doesn't want me to go that way. Baba doesn't, they put the blame on Baba. They pin the blame on Baba. Baba doesn't want me to do good Purushartha. And fourth thing, jealousy. And fifth thing, no happiness. No happiness. Okay? So, these are the five things that happen. When you cannot accommodate the treasures, samana, all the treasures, all the khazana, when you can't use them at the right time. First thing is, you fail. Failure, no success. You do anything, but you fail at it. You meet with utter failure. And whenever there is failure in life, see, failure will come, definitely failure will come. It's not that every time everybody will succeed. But the greatest glory is not in never falling, but in rising every time you fall. So when you fail, most important thing is that this is the time when person gives up Gyan Yoga. This is the time when you have to intensify your Amrit Vela. But rather than intensifying, when you fail in life, person gives up Amrit Vela. Because they keep on thinking late till late at night. Or they try to distract their mind by talking with people, by watching television, or by doing something else. This failure becomes a trigger, even for sensual pleasures. So this, rather than when failure comes in life, rather than reflecting on it, analyzing the failure, you start becoming disheartened, unhappy. You don't feel like to do anything. In spite of doing these many things, if I fail, what is the point of trying anything more? So, failure will come in life, but you should be having a program how to manage failure, how to tackle failure, how to handle the failure. Sudden failure has come. Suppose a BK Kumar is there and he has given some Laukik exam, okay, and he fails at that, and suddenly he becomes disheartened. He feels Baba has not helped me. He goes for some interview and fails in the interview, and then he starts feeling Baba has not helped me, or some loss in business, anything, something or else is going to happen. Life is full of ups and downs. It will not that every time you will succeed. Failure will come. But the thing is that every time failure comes, Only thing is that here you have to intensify your jnana, your yoga, and not to go give way to becoming disheartened. So what happens is when you can't accommodate stranger, first failure, then you get disheartened. Third thing is negative thoughts. My fortune is like this. I am made for failure. I don't know why this is happening to me. I don't know why every time it happens to me, these people, they are so happy. They are going ahead and I am going back. All negative thoughts assail the soul. So negative thinking or self-victimization. My fortune is like that. I am most unfortunate soul in the world. I can't do anymore. They lose self-confidence. Self-confidence of Purusharth. And then later on, you start seeing others. These others are doing so well. They are having so many specialties. And then you start feeling jealousy. Why? Because soul is not powerful at this stage. The power has come down. Your power has gone down. If suppose you are a very high stage and you see others doing well, you feel happy for them. Or you try to feel like to imitate them, emulate them. You try to do like them as they are doing. Somebody you see is doing good Purusharth. You feel like to do good Purusharth. But when you are at a very down level, abysmal level, that time when you see somebody is going ahead and who is your contemporary or your friend, you start feeling jealousy. And then you start even devising ways and means to pull him down. If you get such company, kusang. And then no happiness. Brahmin life, but no happiness. Total depression, total unhappiness. Don't feel like to do anything. In English, there is a word unhedonia. Unhedonia means total lack of interest. Nothing person feels like to do. Like the patient of depression, he sits like this. And no desire to eat, to talk, to do anything. Nothing means total inertia. You don't feel like to do anything. Such a stage can come. No happiness. Your face, no expression at all. Expressionless face. Bald face. So, see, these are all the stages through which nothing means you don't like anything. You don't blame Baba, but then you become even neutral for Baba. You have no desire even to talk with Baba. You have no desire for yoga, nor desire for bhoga. No yoga and no bhoga. Nor desire to eat any bhog, any food, any delicacies, or any sightseeing, any talking, nothing. Total depression means depression is such a stage where patient is... that is not even the state of contentment, but total lack of interest. Don't feel like to do anything. Such a stage. Not to talk of work, not interested in any seva, not interested in explaining knowledge to anybody, not interested in food, not interested in jnana, not interested in attending any class, not interested in Murli, not interested in Amritvela, not interested in anything. So such all five things happens. When you can't utilize the treasure, accommodate all the treasures, and to accommodate the treasure, this is a great task. You need silence, you need solitude. Just now we were hearing, Manmohini Didi had a lot of focus on Maun Bhattis, observance of silence. Go into silence, retire into a solitude, and there take one treasure, for example, happiness, and try to ingrain it. Take another treasure. Take each and every treasure and think about it deeply and let it. See, this. Once you go down here, I am not talking, then you use that. This is the result when you don't use. The patient has already sick. This is the disease stage. Patient is sick. It is a patient of tuberculosis, for example. Here you cannot tell him, now do this or do that. It's when you are healthy, that time you have to do this. Now when you are sick, that time you have to go to the doctor here. Spiritual doctor. Here you can't do anything now. Once you are already sick now, you can't go to the sick person and talk to him about health. He is so weak. He needs IV injections and IV antibiotics and so many things. Vitamins, nothing. He is so bad. Moribund stage. Yeah. So this is all the spiritual illnesses. ailments, diseases. This is a stage of coma somewhere. So person has already reached there. So here you can't teach them to accommodate raja. This is a separate thing when you are healthy. But yes, when you go down like this, this is a separate topic. How to come out of failure, how to come out of depression, how to come out of pessimism, negative thoughts, how to come out of jealousy, how to come out of total sorrow. All the five stages, five negative stages these are. These are very dangerous stages. If you don't come out, they will go on and for years together. For 10 years person can stay in depression, no desire for anything. We have seen some of the patients here, they just come and they can't sleep, they can't eat, they just keep on watching like this. No expression on the face. This is the total tamo pradhan stage. From tamo, at least first you will have to come to rajas, activity, passion. First you have to come to rajas and then you can think of coming into sato. Sato is far away. But first come to rajas at least, activity. Do something, ask them to go for picnic, go for sightseeing, go for something else, read some book, talk with them, jump, dance, do some variety sevas, go to some places. You have to change the place. Meet some good souls, read some inspirational books and think about it. It's like from all of these, if you want to come out, these are steps would be entirely different. But once you are healthy, that time you keep on doing this. Accommodating the treasures and utilizing them at the right time. It is not that you know the treasure, but you can't use that. Find out the time when I have to use this particular treasure. This is the time I have to use this treasure of thought. So, finding the... First, know what are the treasures. Then, accommodate them in silence, solitude. And then, use them throughout the dincharya. Throughout your day-to-day activities. Try to use where I can use... For example, you are waiting for somebody or you are going to Shantivan. Now you have 45 minutes to go to Shantivan. What you will do? Multiple things you can do. You can waste your time by talking with the driver. First thing, you can waste your time by hearing all the songs. You can waste your time by looking through the window and who is overtaking and who is not driving well. Gun number and what are the new latest models that have come and how can I purchase them, what is the cost of this car and who has in the yagya this particular car. You can do all these things while traveling. So you can do all of this while traveling. Another thing is you can take one topic and prepare it. Most of the topics I have done personally whilst going somewhere, I have prepared only during the travel time because there is no other time to prepare them. When to prepare? Here there is already something else is going on till the time I am going. Till the time I am going, something else is going on. So, just as what I do is, I go to meditation hall and suppose I have to prepare. So, I just write down 6 topics in half an hour, churn and write down and leave it. And then at the time of departure, from here to Abu Road and Abu Road to anywhere, whatever. This is the time I utilize for preparation. Otherwise I know if I start talking with driver, that driver will talk with me unstoppably. There's no end to his talks. Or if somebody else is sitting with me and if I start any topic, that person will go on and on and on and on and on and on. So the first thing is silence. So this is something you are utilizing the treasure, khazana of time. You can't waste the time. Time is so precious. It's not that I am going anywhere. For example, you go to Gyan Sarovar, you are sitting in the bus, driver has not come, you are waiting. Start churning. Take some topic from, like for example, in today's Murli, Baba said, this is first class insurance. This is the topic, take up that topic. Forget the Murli now. Take up the topic, first class insurance. What first class insurance? Baba said, this is unlimited laundry. What unlimited laundry? What are the paraphernalias in the laundry? Baba said, this is the magic, godly magic. What is godly magic? Think about the magic. Baba said, I am the only one who is unlimited, you all are limited. Why he is unlimited, in what things he is unlimited? Think about that. So, take a few topics from the Murli. Baba said, this is soap, Laksha soap. What are the, what things it washes? So, different topics you take. Just take the topics and forget everything. And now, I have to think about magic, just magic. What are the magic? What is the insurance? What is in that insurance company and what is here in that insurance company? What's happening there? What's happening here? So this way you utilize the treasure of time. So utilizing the treasure, accumulating the time, and then you don't enter into this, because once you enter into this, it's very difficult to come out. Better not to go. Once you enter, who will bring out? It's a uphill task, very difficult task to come out. Yes, one can come out, but difficult, very difficult. Well, better not to go. Do exercise, do jogging, do walking, eat healthy food, and you don't fall ill. Baba has said in one of the Murli, drill and diet. These are the two things to avoid obesity, spiritual obesity. Do exercise every day and do good diet, parhez and exercise. So keep on exercising this treasures. Churning is the best mental exercise. These muscles, this mind is like, you know, muscle. If you don't give any task, it will become dull. Give him new task. Give him new language. If you write with this hand, give him write with this hand. If you read like this, read upside down. Force. Give some new task to this brain and mind. Entering Madhuban, think of what are the 50 names of Madhuban and start thinking of those names whilst drinking tea, coffee, nashta, whatever. The best, most important thing is vichar, thought, thinking. Challenge, give a challenge to yourself. You are going for a naki round, use one word, purity. And now think what are the 50 things Baba has said about purity. And start thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking. By the time you finish your naki round, at least 50 points should be there. This is something you are flexing the muscles. This is spiritual physiotherapy. This is a good topic, you can take some time. So this is a spiritual physiotherapy which a person needs, because sometimes medicines are going on. Now what is required is physiotherapy. So good physiotherapy is needed. Some spiritual physiotherapist. Baba is a spiritual physiotherapist. So he'll teach you some good exercises. And good spiritual therapist is one who makes the patient cry. Tears should come out. He will say, no, I can't move this hand. I can't move this hand. This Banarsi Bhaiji, he said, I can't move this hand. Do it. Tears should come out. Pain should be there while moving. That person is the best physiotherapist who will make the patient cry. When you do chest PT, your voice should go on in the entire ICU, should hear that tap, 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 tap. Not like this, doing tickling and going. That is not physiotherapy. Yeah? You have to give pain. This is just as in medical, it is known as kind cruel knife of surgeon. Kind cruel antithesis, two opposite words together. Kind cruel knife of surgeon. So you have to become such person who has to, you know, flex the muscles of the, give, stretch, one thought here, one thought there, stretching here and stretching there of the mind, then the mind becomes powerful. Otherwise, patient who has got paralysis, he doesn't want to move, he will lie like down. If you move, hey, I have pain, don't move. He does like that. You have to move. Om Shanti.